Good morning, and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and with us this morning, Ashley Washman and Suzanne McIntosh with the Junior League of Tyler, talking about the Junior League and specifically about the big holiday extravaganza coming up real, real soon, Mistletoe and Magic. I guess the big fundraiser on an annual basis for the Junior League, if I'm not mistaken. Good morning, and great to have you with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Well, we do this every year, and Ashley, for you, it's a repeat performance. You joined us a couple of years ago, and now it's great to have you back. And
thank
Suzanne,
you.
I believe we're having you join us for the very first time, so again, welcome, Ashley. You're the Mistletoe and Magic Chair for this year. And Suzanne, you will be the are the incoming Mistletoe and Magic Committee PR Chair. All the public relations for next year's Mistletoe and Magic will come from you.
That's right.
So we have two people definitely in the know about Mistletoe and Magic. Let's start off by talking about Mistletoe and Magic. What's going to be happening during this four-day extravaganza starting on November 14th?
Well, this year we start on November 14th. It's a Wednesday, and that evening from 5 to 8, we have a new event. It's called a Sneak Peek Shopping Event. It's a casual event. It's a $20 ticket. We'll have food trucks, and we'll have live music by the McGills playing, and you get just an exclusive first sneak peek at shopping, and all our vendors will be open, and we would love to see everyone come out.
Mm-hmm. And this goes on from November 14th through November 17th.
Yes.
And basically, just kind of give us, we'll get into some of the specific activities in just a little bit here.
Okay.
But what are people going to be seeing at Harvey Convention Center during this four-day period? I understand about 90 specialty boutiques, merchants from here in Tyler and all over the country.
Yes. And not only that, but we move into Harvey Hall tomorrow morning, and we will transform Harvey Hall into a holiday just, I guess, spectacular. Every corner will be decorated, and it'll be visually appealing and very festive.
All righty. You showcase antiques, artwork, gourmet foods, jewelry, seasonal decorations, housewares, adult and children's clothing, and a whole lot more.
Yes.
In Tyler, people can go more places to shop than they have ever been able to go in their lives. But there's a lot that makes Mistletoe and Magic really special. It is a once-a-year event, mm-hmm. and just to bring all these merchants from Tyler and East Texas together, and also to pull in others from across the country that people aren't going to be able to see represented in Tyler any other time of year. I think that's really one of the big draws every year, isn't it?
Yes, and we work really hard. We work literally from December after Mistletoe ends through the summer, getting merchants and vetting merchants and trying to find exciting vendors to come and, you know, participate. So we're excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk just a little bit about the Junior League of Tyler.
Okay.
We'll go into more detail about that, but you're doing something that's going to be a lot of fun, but also very important to the community.
Yes. And so every ticket that you purchase, every auction item, chance drawing, partner card, gift boxes, everything that we sell goes back into the Junior League of Tyler's funds, and we distribute it to different agencies across Smith County. And so it all has a purpose. It's a fun party, but with a purpose.
Mm-hmm. And you're an organization that trains women to be leaders and volunteers in the community, also financially supports many nonprofits in the Tyler-Smith County area.
Yes.
And it's a roll up your sleeves and get down to business type thing. You don't just raise money for nonprofits, although that's very, very important.
Yes.
Part of the requirements to be a Junior League member is to be willing to get in there and actually volunteer, hammer nails for Habitat for Humanity,
right.
And just as
we
one example.
Do not give dollars without also giving an accompanying volunteer. So we try to maximize the nonprofit's money by giving trained volunteers that work in that office as well.
Okay. And you've been around for a long time. It all
yes.
got going, I think, back in 1950 as the Tyler Service League became the Junior League a few years later, and you just kept on going from there. And largely thanks to Mistletoe and Magic, among other fundraisers that you've had off and on over the years, we have a figure here. Since 1955, and you were already up and going for several years before then, I guess this is as far back as your records go, $7.5 million donated and 200-plus agencies supported, and still going strong.
Yes, isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty incredible.
Getting back to mistletoe and magic, and again emphasizing that this is the biggest fundraiser of the year for all the projects that you're involved with around the community. Starting on November 14th, and okay, just to get into the market and to shop and browse at Harvey Convention Center, that is an $8 cost right there?
Yes, it's an $8 ticket to get in the door, and your $8, again, goes towards funding some of our agencies. So we like to say, just as an example, the Junior League with $8 can purchase a backpack with the East Texas Food Bank, and it would feed a child over the weekend that wouldn't have food otherwise. So it's all very important and a deeper meaning.
Mm-hmm. And that $8, of course, is only the beginning. We're talking to Ashley Washman and Suzanne McIntosh with the Junior League of Tyler, talking about the Junior League, specifically about mistletoe and magic, the shopping extravaganza coming up November 14th through 17th at Harvey Convention Center. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. Let's run down the different events that are going on during the course of Mistletoe and Magic. $8 gets you in, and we just kind of go from there. Now, Wednesday, November 14th, the Meet Me Under the Mistletoe Sneak a Peek event. And while we're at it, let's not forget, this is a big one for you because this is the 40th anniversary of Mistletoe and Magic.
It
started in 1978.
It is. Lynn Hines was our first chair in 1978, and we have had 39 previous chairmen that have paved the way and been integral in raising funds for the Junior League. Honored to be the 40th chair.
Congratulations,
Thank
if I
you.
Didn't say so earlier.
Thank you.
Wednesday, November 14th, you get it all going with the Meet Me Under the Mistletoe Sneak a Peek event. That is going to be, of course, it's all at Harvey Convention Center.
Yes.
And that's from 5 until 8 p.m. Tell us a little bit more about how that works. You told us a little bit earlier, but maybe a little more detail how much the tickets are.
The tickets are $20, and we are just opening our doors from 5 to 8. It's a very casual event. We'll have music by Matt and Megan McGill, and we'll have a food truck out front, and it's just intended for you to get the first exclusive peek at what our merchants have to offer this year.
Okay, and Meet Me Under the Mistletoe. I'm looking at some of these titles. We're going to be getting into the magic of mistletoe. We have Meet Me Under the Mistletoe. And I believe you told me before we went to air that some of these titles or themes are taken from previous mistletoe and magic events to celebrate that 40th anniversary.
Yes, I chose every event title and every live auction package. I chose a past mistletoe theme just to honor the chairs, the past chairs, and the work that they've done. And so it's been fun to share that with the past mistletoe chairs.
All righty. So that's Mistletoe and Magic's Meet Me Under the Mistletoe Sneak a Peek event. That'll be Wednesday, November 14th, 5 till 8 p.m. Harvey Convention Center, of course. Tickets are $20 a piece. Things really get busy on Thursday, November 15th. Let's start off with the Home for the Holidays brunch. What's going on with that?
I am really excited about this brunch. We have Lee Cordon from Do Say Give. She's a blogger, and she is just interesting and has great style. She's going to be our speaker that morning. And we have VIP tables that 10 different local establishments are decorating a table differently. So it's kind of a tablescape event. And then we'll also have private shopping. It'll be catered by Jack Ryan's, and I did a taste testing, and the food's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have music by Shane Payne. It'll be a really fun morning.
All righty. And that's the Home for the Holidays brunch, part of Mistletoe and Magic, from 9:30 a.m. until noon at Harvey Convention Center, Thursday, November 15th. Several different ticket levels, or actually,
yes.
I guess a couple of different. Limited VIP tickets are $80, and that includes a $50 gift. Or you can get in for $35 general admission.
It's
sponsored by the Robert M. Rogers Foundation, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
We are thankful to all of our sponsors. We have quite a few, and we couldn't do it with all of them.
The Magic of Mistletoe Gala. This is a big one because in 40 years, this is the first time you've done anything like this.
Yes.
And a lot of what you're doing this year is, if the wheel ain't broke, don't fix it. And it's obviously not broke because it's working so well. But this is the big new showcase event that you really want to spotlight.
It's our 40th anniversary gala. Typically, we have a cocktail event on Wednesday evening, but this year we're having a black tie optional event on Thursday evening. It's a gala. We have quite a few whimsical things planned and a fun band, and Willowbrook Country Club is catering. catering the food. I'm really excited to see it all come together. It's going to be a really fun evening.
Okay, just what I'm seeing here. That's 7 till 11 p.m. on Thursday, November 15th, the Magic of Mistletoe Gala. And funky, fresh, festive tunes from Chinatown Band. On the website, it says you're sure to experience the magic of mistletoe, and I have no doubt that you will. That's $100, black tie optional.
Yes.
And sounds like it's going to be well worth the price. And don't forget the great causes that you support, the Junior League supports on a year-in, year-out basis.
And the merchants will still be open as well for a majority of those hours during the gala, so you can dance, enjoy yourself, and shop.
Thank you, Suzanne. It's important to mention that because even though we're going through some of the specific activities that are going to be going on, all throughout you're going to have that market open. It only costs $8 to get into that and do the shopping and the browsing that you'll be doing with the 90 or so specialty boutiques and merchants from around Tyler, Smith County, and all over the country as well. One of the things that I need to get caught up on quickly here is how do people get more information, and I'll give that out right now. The Junior League of Tyler phone number is 903-595-5426. Physical location, by the way, at 1919 South Donnybrook, right there near the Bergfeld Shopping Center. And you can also get more information at juniorleagueoftyler.org. All the information about the Junior League and about mistletoe is on there as well. Social media, I know you have Facebook. Other social media maybe you want to promote?
We have Instagram. We have a Mistletoe and Magic Facebook page and a Junior League of Tyler Facebook page as well.
All righty. Well, sounds like you're all loaded up. Okay, the Magic of Mistletoe Gala, that's again from 7 till 11 p.m. on Thursday, November 15th, $100 a ticket, black tie optional. Moving on into Friday, November 16th, we have the Fifth Avenue Flair fashion show, and that starts early, 9:30 in the morning, and it runs until noon. What's going on with that?
Mary V's, it's a local store here. They have beautiful women's clothing. They're putting on a fashion show, a style show, and they have a lot of fun, dynamic things planned. And then Fresh is catering the food. And again, we have VIP tables, and then we have general admission tables also with the shopping, the private shopping. And it'll, I think, just be a really fun morning.
Okay. Limited VIP tickets for that one, $60. General admission, $35.
Yes.
And believe we have that one pretty well covered. Later in the day, matter of fact, in the evening on November 16th, Christmas in Toyland, children's style show. That starts at 6 in the evening, and that is pretty much for the kiddos.
It is. Hot Tots is putting on the style show, and we will have good juju photography there to take professional photos with Santa, and that is a $20 photo. And she does beautiful work, and so I think it'll be a good time to capture that sweet memory.
All righty. That's 6 p.m., and general admission is $8. If you throw in the professional pictures with Santa, which I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to do, that's $20, and that is the Christmas in Toyland Children's Style Show, all part of Mistletoe and Magic, put on every year by the Junior League of Tyler. And our guests this morning, Ashley Washman, the Mistletoe and Magic Chair for this year, along with Suzanne McIntosh, the incoming Mistletoe and Magic Committee PR Chair. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. One more time, at least for the moment, on the contact information, 595-5426 with a 903 in front of it. That is the phone number, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And then the Junior League of Tyler's website is juniorleagueoftyler.org. Physical location is 1919 South Donnybrook, in case anybody would like to know about that. We talked about the Friday events, November 16th, Fifth Avenue Flair, and the Christmas in Toyland Children's Style Show. Moving on to Saturday, this is the last day. If you haven't gotten there before Saturday, you definitely want to hit it on Saturday. And from 10 a.m. to noon, the Dreams of Santa. That's also a children's event. Tell us about that one.
It is. We have a children's style show with Peekaboo Boutique. We will have a Santa there with free pictures with Santa. We'll have cookies and milk with Santa, and he'll also be reading a story to the children. And then we'll have a letter writing station to Santa and a mailbox where kids can mail their letters to Santa. I think it'll be a sweet morning.
And general admission for that one also $8. The two events that focus on the kids, the one Thursday evening and also the one on Friday morning from 10 a.m. to noon, both of those $8, which also...
It's just a market ticket, yes.
Just a market ticket. So is it free with the market ticket? Is that how that works?
Essentially, if you just buy a market ticket, you're allowed in to shop and to participate in these events.
Okay, great. I'm glad you clarified that. I was wondering if it was an extra $8, and it is not. Let me make sure people understand. Christmas in Toyland and Dreams of Santa, the children's events, Thursday and Friday, you pay that $8 for the market ticket, and you get to go to those for no additional charge.
That's right.
Appreciate the clarification
on
that.
Something for everybody.
Something for everybody, yes. No doubt. What about the hours of the actual market? I don't know if we touched on that yet.
Okay, let me see if I can... Remember those. Open market hours are Thursday and Friday from noon until 8.
Okay.
And then on Saturday from 9 until 5. And then right after 5, we feverishly disassemble Harvey Hall and take it all down.
And you do it all by yourselves.
We do.
All the dirty work is done by Junior League members.
That's right. We roll up our sleeves and get dirty.
There's a lot of camaraderie with it. It's, you know, it's team build. It's really fun experience to be doing this ourselves and see the magic form and take it down together, and we're all in it together. There's a lot of camaraderie with it.
That's important, Suzanne, that you brought that up, because it kind of gets us right into the next part of our show, which is really about the Junior League and what it's all about and what you're doing and how important that sense of community and that sense of camaraderie are to what you're doing every day of the year, not just during Mistletoe and Magic. So as far as the Junior League goes, you started in 1950 as the Tyler Service League. A few years after that, you became the Junior League of Tyler and joined with the, I guess, International Junior Leagues Association.
Yes.
And you've been going strong ever since. Let's talk about really the heart of the matter, what the Junior League does. And I think we can probably start anywhere along the way, but let's start with the application process that's just recently been completed. If the organizations the Junior League supports,
for our community partners,
yes, let's try and use that term. Kind of knock myself upside the head a little bit so I keep getting it right, but that's really what you're all about. What is involved in becoming a community partner?
Well, there's an application that you can pick up at our Junior League office, and you fill it out, and when you turn it back in, we then have a committee that goes through every application, and we vet the applications to make sure they meet our Junior League criteria. With, I think I mentioned earlier that we do not give money without giving service hours also, so there has to be a service hour component with your application. And then it goes to a community hearing where you would come and present, and there will be a panel of Junior League members that hear every agency asking or requesting for money. We hear them, and then they vote and they bring it to the membership, and then the membership votes on the final community partners. And this year we have 23 community partners that we support, and the I guess the finalized community partners are announced in the spring, so it's nearly a year-long vetting process, and we're thorough about it and passionate about it. We love to give our money away and help our community.
You bet. And those volunteer hours as well. Very important.
Hours.
Equally important to the money component. Application period starts around late summer, maybe around August, and then it ends. It just ended a short time ago, I guess.
Yes, in September.
In September. And then right now you're going through the vetting process. And during the spring, you will announce the community partners. And then the whole thing starts all over again, probably around August, just a few months after the community partners are announced. And if you go to the website, juniorleagueoftyler.org, I noticed that you can get a list of the 2018-2019 community projects or community partners. And I don't know. It looks like there might be about 20 or 25 of them on here. I'm not going to go through all of them because there are so many. Another testament to all the different diverse work that you do around the community.
And I love that it's all local. One of our taglines that we started a couple years ago was shop local, eat local, and give local. And you can give local through the Junior League of Tyler.
A little bit of history here. You've also been instrumental in founding a number of organizations in Tyler, Smith County. Hospice of East Texas, Stewart Regional Blood Center, now known as Carter Blood Care, the Discovery Science Place, Tyler Museum of Art, and Tyler Teen Court, all very strong agencies in the community. And your track record speaks very well for you as far as having had a strong hand in starting all of those agencies. And I don't know if you've founded anything lately, but just what you continue to support, again, speaks very well.
We continue to support those agencies as well. I feel like the Junior League sees a need in the community, and they research that need, and then they'll act on the need and help found agencies that will fulfill the need.
Mm-hmm. So. Ashley Washman, Mistletoe and Magic Chair, and Suzanne McIntosh, the incoming Mistletoe and Magic Committee PR Chair, I guess, this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, talking about Mistletoe and Magic, and right now talking about the Junior League, the agency that Mistletoe and Magic, the holiday extravaganza, supports.
Yes.
Every hour of every day of every year, 24/7, 365, and now for over 65 years.
Yes.
Suzanne mentioned a little bit ago about the camaraderie, and I think that kind of is another good thing to bring up as we talk about becoming a Junior League member. Let's talk about that process, the kind of folks you're looking for, what it takes to become a Junior League member, and the experience that the Junior League members are going to have once they're in the organization.
Well, you have to be 25 years old and a woman, and right. You come to our February meeting, and that's where we announce or we vote on the agencies that we will be supporting the following year. And it's just a good meeting to come to see what we're about and what we support. And then there is an application, and then you have two existing Junior League members sign off on your application, and then that's it. There really isn't, we welcome anyone and everyone, and we're a diverse group of women. And my favorite thing about Junior League is not just everyone's heart for volunteering, but that the Junior League molds and shapes and teaches us just different avenues, like to be better leaders in the community. And it's fun to see people who have aged out of Junior League and now they're running a bunch of different nonprofits, and they're just active people in the community and making a big difference. So it's just a lifelong skill and that you learn just from being a member of the Junior League.
Can I ask how long each of you has been a member of the Junior League?
Oh, man. I am on my 8th year.
Okay.
I believe my 5th.
All right. So you've both been around for a while.
Yes,
and it just continues to be a great experience for both of you. Is there anything about it that really stands out, or is it just the whole overall experience of being a Junior League member that makes it something that you value?
Well, for me personally, my mom and grandmother were both in Junior League in Kentucky. So growing up, I remember seeing my mom volunteering and helping put on events and do things for our community, and I really admired that. And so for me, it was really important to be a part of it here. And my kids, who are 5 and 7, when I leave for a meeting or I go to work on something, they know that there's so much good coming out of what mommy's leaving to go and do. And so it's really neat to hear them say, you know, we're at Discovery Science Place and this is here, you know, a big part of Junior League, you know, made this possible. And so it's really cool to see my kids feel the impact that Junior League has on our community.
Mm-hmm. So the age range is 25 to 45 and
to
join
40.
25 to 40,
yes.
Excuse me. And people who do reside in Smith County. It's called the Junior League of Tyler. You can come from anywhere in Smith County. Age range is 25 to 40. And when you age out, when you hit that 40-year mark, is there any kind of I'm sure there's still a connection that you maintain with the Junior League.
For sure. You get to graduate and become a sustainer, and you are still a member of the Junior League of Tyler, but you just don't have all of the required service hours and meetings. And let me just tell you from my personal experience this year, our sustainers are a wealth of knowledge. They are incredible women, and they support us in just unimaginable ways. We couldn't do what we do without our sustainers.
Mm-hmm. The Junior League of Tyler, we're talking about providing money and volunteer hours for nonprofits. And those volunteer hours, again, are provided by the Junior League members. You're actually getting in there. You might be volunteering at the food bank. You might be reading to kids, or maybe even
delivering
meals on wheels. You're actually doing the nitty-gritty stuff.
And we also have two league initiatives, Girl Power Summit and then Summer Reading Camp.
Mm-hmm.
And those were started by the Junior League, and they're obviously run by the Junior League, and they benefit Girl Power benefits 6th grade girls, and then Summer Reading Camp benefits children going into 3rd grade. And so those are also, they're not exactly nonprofits, but they're I guess, programs that the Junior League started that benefit the community as well.
All righty. Talking to Ashley Washman and Suzanne McIntosh with Mistletoe and Magic, and also about the Junior League of Tyler. Another thing that I noticed on your website, which, by the way, is juniorleagueoftyler.org, if you want to go there for more information, is the list of agencies that you have supported over the years. And when I prepare for this show, I look at websites, I print out some of the information that I'm going to want to use, along with the information that's provided by you to kind of help us all get through the show. And I looked at the list of agencies that you've supported in the past, and I thought, do I want to print this out? I don't know that the boss is willing to provide enough paper for that. So that pretty much says it all right there. Other initiatives, you've done cookbooks, Good Night Rose City, which I believe is a really beautiful book that was published a number of years ago. Let's talk about that a little bit.
I remember the meeting when they proposed that idea, but I don't remember it. A couple of years later is when we actually got the book printed and, you know, illustrated and printed. Mm-hmm. But that is one of our ways and means. Along with the cookbooks, we sell that book and the profits go back to the Junior League of Tyler to support our agencies as well.
Okay.
And they're available at our Junior League office.
Yeah, I see Touch It Truck on here as well.
Yes. That is a really fun community event. Everybody is welcome. It's this year... forgot the date. It's in the spring. It's going to be held in the parking lot of Robert E. Lee. Mm-hmm. And we get different trucks. We have 18-wheelers, you know, emergency responder vehicles. And kids are able to go and actually physically get on the trucks and see them and touch them. And there's bounce houses and food. It's just a really great family atmosphere, just an activity for the family.
Another thing I know you're really proud of is Rose City Restaurant Week.
Yes. That Rose City Restaurant Week started underneath the Mistletoe umbrella a few years ago, mm-hmm. and it was so successful that now the Junior League has pulled it out from underneath Mistletoe, and it's its own event, and it's in the spring, and we have different, I guess, all year long, we have different give back days. Like, for instance, today, the Grub Burger is giving back a portion of their lunch proceeds to the Junior League of Tyler through mm-hmm. Restaurant Week, but then in the spring, we have 5 days where you can eat at different restaurants that are participating, and they'll give a percentage of their sales to us, mm-hmm. which is wonderful.
Do you have any kind of a financial goal for Mistletoe and Magic specifically, or is it just something that you hope a lot of people will show up for and they'll support?
I have a personal financial goal. I haven't shared it with anyone. We don't differentiate like what Mistletoe makes versus what Touch a Truck makes, because it's essentially all Junior League of Tyler, and so we want to not... we just want to support everybody. So I have a personal goal, but no one else knows what it is. But we're getting close. I think we're going to reach it.
All righty. And we're going to keep it a secret for now. But you're smiling and laughing, and you seem optimistic. So from what I'm judging, it looks good. It looks like you're going to get there.
We present a large end-of-the-year check at our May meeting, and it's all of our ways and means combined. And that's the number that we share with the community of what we've raised for the entire year.
Okay. Ashley Washman and Suzanne McIntosh with the Junior League of Tyler visiting with us today on In Focus. And we're getting ready to wrap up the show. Let's kind of get back to Mistletoe and Magic, the main event that we want to promote today. That is coming up November 14th through the 17th at Harvey Convention Center. $8 for a market ticket. That'll get you in to do all the shopping and browsing you want.
Yes.
Some 90 specialty boutiques and merchants from here in East Texas and all around the country. Hours are Thursday, actually for the sneak a peek, 5 till 8 on Wednesday, November 14th, Thursday and Friday, noon till 8, and then Saturday, the last day of it, the 17th, is going to be from 9 until 5. As far as contact information, if you want to know more, do go to that website, juniorleagueoftyler.org. You can also check the Junior League out on social media. And the physical address, 1919 South Donnybrook in Tyler. And also you can call 903-595-5426. Are there hours that your office is open if people want to drop in?
Yes, our office is open from 9:30 until 2, Monday through Thursday. We're closed on Friday. We will be there Monday, this coming Monday, and through Wednesday, selling tickets at the office, or you can get them at the door at Harvey Hall.
Very good. And that is our show for this week. We've been talking to Ashley Washman and Suzanne McIntosh with the Junior League of Tyler and Mistletoe and Magic. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. And thank you for joining us. We'll see you again. I'm John Sims, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.